8133.
And have your say on Facebook at BBC Radio Kent Official and Twitter at BBC Radio Kent.
Now, is this you? A third of parents in the South East now see it as their parental duty to contribute towards their child's first property. Nearly half have gifted more than £10,000, and for a fifth, it's more than £50,000. However, the vast majority have no protection in place for their gift, with 88% saying they simply handed the money over with no legal advice and hoped for the best. That means, should their child's circumstances change, for example, splitting from their partner or falling into negative equity, the money could be lost. It also leaves children exposed to potential sibling disputes should a parent die. Well, let's talk now to Martin Morgan, a conveyancing expert from Quality Solicitors. Martin, good to have you on the line with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dominic. How are you?
Good. Is this something that you've come across more often than not?
More so now, because with the credit crunch that we experienced since 2008, the ability for children to get on the property ladder has been greatly reduced, and therefore parents felt it was their obligation to assist them by either using hard-earned cash from their savings or even raising money on their own property to provide a deposit for their children. Now, we're seeing, as matters progress, relationships sadly break down, and then the partners are saying, well, was that a gift or was it intended to be a loan? Parents naturally want the best of both worlds, so they want to be seen to be giving it to their children, but they don't want to see that money going out to the family. So it really is important that we have some form of documentation, some legal documentation, to evidence the nature of the investment there.
I mean, handing over money, though, without any legal framework, even if they are your family, sometimes families are the worst.
Well, they are, and it's really, really sad, because it's done with the best intention in the world. People don't foresee the problems that might arise. I personally have done it for two of my children, and what you do for one, you feel obliged to do for the other.
Did you set up a legal framework, though, Martin?
Most certainly I did, and I had the discussion with my children and with their partners at the time, so they were fully aware. And if I choose in the future to say, look, kids, let's scrap that agreement, let's tear it up, so be it. But that's my choice, and at the moment, I feel it's imperative that we have something in place.
Is there any redress, though, if a situation does turn sour and you haven't actually got anything legal, there's no paperwork, there's no document to say it?
Little or no redress at all, because who can evidence? One party will say it was intended as a gift, another party will say, oh, no, loan. Well, what were the terms of the loan? There's nothing there at all to evidence it.
And then how expensive is it to sort out?
Well, this is the whole kink to it, because depending on the investment, if you mentioned figures of between £10,000 to £50,000, and maybe more, it might a whole lot go down to the family. Or there's litigation costs, and with Quality Solicitors are keen to avoid incurring additional costs for our clients, and therefore for a simple document which we can produce, and we've got specific documents for such arrangements, it will save parties a whole lot of money long term, and more importantly, it will hopefully avoid any relationship breakdown between families.
Love to hear tonight from you if that has affected you in your world with your family. Did you offer a gift? Did it get taken? And then did you get into problems? Or is it all working out rather well for you? You can let me know on an email, dominic.king@bbc.co.uk, or text on 81333. Start your message with Kent. Martin, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your advice and your thoughts tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Martin Morgan, conveyancing expert from Quality Solicitors. Let's take a look at other business news tonight.